Ever feel like you need one app for sales, another for inventory, another for accounting, and the list never ends? Managing a business shouldn't feel like a full-time job just to keep your software in check. That's why Odoo exists. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything: CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Everything works together seamlessly so your team can focus on what really matters: growing your business and serving your customers. Beyond simplifying your workflow, Odoo also saves you money. Instead of paying for multiple expensive platforms, you get one system for a fraction of the cost. And whether you're just starting out or managing a large company, Odoo scales with you. It's easy to use and fully customizable. It streamlines every process, giving you more time and freedom to focus on the parts of your business that matter most. Thousands of businesses have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com. Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Saturday, June 13th, and we are here trying to help you navigate whatever is in front of you financially. And when I say we, it is me. I'm Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and a certified financial planner. And my co-host today, Mark Talercio, who is my executive producer. In fact, the executive producer of my life and also a certified financial planner. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jill.
Are you getting excited for our big Heather Schreiber webinar?
Yeah, that's next Wednesday. Countdown is on.
Wednesday, June 17th. Why am I so excited? Because I know enough about Social Security to be a little bit dangerous, but Heather Schreiber is an absolute expert about the entire Social Security system, and she really has a great way of just communicating the complications of the system and also what are the best ways that you can take advantage of this system. So if you would like to join us for that webinar live, you must be a member of Jill on Money Live. That is our subscription service. It will only cost you $45 for the next 12 months, so you'll get the Heather Schreiber Social Security webinar, three more after that. We've got a back catalog of webinars, bonus audio and video content. Again, $45 for the next 12 months. That's it. So please, if you want to join in, subscribe right now. It'll be worth it. I mean, just this one webinar will be worth it. If you want to just buy the webinar without joining us live, you can do that for $15. So you can do that now. You can do it after the fact. Check it all out. Everything lives on JillOnMoney.com. All right, Mark, did I cover that?
Sufficiently, yes.
By the way, how about this? Mark's making fun of me last week saying like, oh, you know, you never come visit me in Brooklyn. So I'm like, I took that to heart. I said, I got a great reservation all the way downtown near where his kid goes to school, which is practically Brooklyn, frankly. I get this great reservation. I say, hey, can you and Amanda, it's like weeks away, can you and Amanda join us? And he's like, oh, he gives me the first like, yeah, maybe, let me check. And then what'd you respond with?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought we were good to go. I did not foresee any scheduling issues, but mm-hmm. I was wrong. That turns out to be the same evening as Theo's little piano recital.
Oh my God! The number of events you guys have with these kids—it's incredible.
It's stupid.
Anyway, we'll get you another time. All right, let's talk to our listener. George is on the line with us from the Midwest. Hello, George. George, do you have kids? Do you have all these like huge amounts of activities, or whether it's sports or music? What's going on with you?
Hey, Jill. Hey, Mark. I sure do. I have one son, super involved with music and some other activities, and definitely keeps us busy.
So you have no life, basically. So just all the kid. Like with my parents, it was like there was, yes, they were involved with us, but that there was all life. George, what brings you to us? What can we do for you today?
Well, you know, a few months ago, my mom was a wonderful person and passed away. And it hit us hard, and it's still hitting us hard. But thankfully, my parents were really financially responsible and left us some inheritance. And with that, I just want to make sure I'm doing the right things with this money, and then also seeing if it's possible to retire early a little bit. So
first of all, I'm so sorry about your mom. That's terrible news. It's just no matter what, even if you're expecting it, it's always like, oh man, it's a lot to go through. So our condolences to you, George.
Thanks.
Let's talk a little bit about where you are. So how old are you?
So I'm 46.
Mm-hmm. And you're married, right?
Yep, I'm married. My wife is 41.
Okay. Are you both working full time?
We both are, yes.
How much do you guys earn?
So I make a little over $100,000 a year. My wife makes around 40.
Okay. Will either of you be entitled to a pension?
No, unfortunately okay. not.
And how old's the son, your very involved son?
he's 15 years old.
Oh, all right. And when you think about kind of big priorities, since we are talking about inheritance, would helping him out with college be part of the priorities?
You know, we've done a pretty great job at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we have a 529 for him already set up that we've been putting money into forever. And then my mom also started one for him, and that has some money in it also. So I think we're on track. You might tell me I'm wrong, but I think we're doing okay.
How much money is in both the two different 529 plans?
Yep. Total amount right now, let's see, about $85,000.
And do you think our 15-year-old is going to state school or private school? What's your guess?
He'll go to a state school.
Okay. Got it. Okay. All right. Let's keep going then. So on your earnings, do you guys both contribute to retirement plans?
We do.
Yep. Tell us about what you've saved.
We were a little behind the eight ball, I will admit, on our retirement. So my wife's 401k, she has $110,000.
Okay.
In my current 401k, I have about $40,000.
And these are both pre-tax or traditional retirement accounts?
Yep, those are both traditional 401ks. But my we recently switched my wife's 401k to all Roth. Mm-hmm. Contribution, but almost all of it right now is in a traditional, but everything going forward will be in a Roth.
Great. Great. And do you have any old other retirement accounts floating around?
No. We did just open up a couple Roth IRAs and fully mm-hmm. fund those for the year. So we have $15,000 combined in a Roth IRA.
Great. Great. And what about a brokerage account, like a non-retirement account?
Yep. So with this inherited IRA that we got from my mom, I know that has to be withdrawn within 10 years. And we have been, so we moved some money into a brokerage account from that. So we have a joint brokerage account right now with $100,000 in it.
And what remains in the inherited IRA?
$760,000.
Wow. That's a lot of money. Any other assets that you inherited from your mom's estate?
We had inherited her house, and I know you're not going to like this, but we paid off our mortgage. And I know.
What was your house? What's your house worth? I mean, it's already done, so who cares?
Sorry. So it's worth about $320,000 conservatively, mm-hmm. and the mortgage is paid off.
Just to hurt Mark. What was the mortgage? What was the mortgage interest rate?
It was under 4%, like 3.5 or so. Sorry, Mark. Sorry, Jill.
All right, it's done. It's done. Yeah, Mark, you get the sense we never could have done anything about that, right? How about money in the bank? Just plain old cash, checking, yep. savings, money market, CDs.
Yeah, we have about $100,000. In between checking and savings.
Okay. Here's the big question is how much do you spend currently?
So that's the thing. We don't spend much. Our current monthly budget is right about $5,000.
Okay. And when you said, when we started and you said, I'd like to retire early, what does that mean to you?
When I say retire early, it just means having some options and having the ability to retire early. But I might want to do something else. So we've been working with a financial planner at Fidelity. That's something else I wanted to talk to you about, because we are paying that almost 1% fee on all of this. And I will say that they've been very helpful with the planning, with the inherited IRA, and like from a tax implication standpoint and all that going forward. So at first I was real hesitant to do so, but then I found it really helpful talking to him.
Okay.
Sorry, I went off on track there a little bit.
No. That's great. So the ability to retire, or the ability to just do something different, when would you want that to occur?
You know, so what I've told the financial planner, what my wife and I've talked about, is that at 53, being able to do that. And if it was earlier than that, that would be amazing. I have a job which is really stressful. I really don't like it. And there's no increase in salary every year. And it's just a lot. And I'm really looking for a change as soon as possible. Like if you told me, you know, right now you could take a job for $50,000 a year, I would want to do that.
What about your wife though? Like what's her situation? Like if you said, I don't want to do it, but like could she stay in her job for, 10 years?
Yep.
Okay. So she's good.
So my wife is absolutely wonderful and loves her job. And I'm on her health insurance. And although she doesn't make a lot, the health insurance is through her company. And she really, really enjoys it. And in fact, she might be able to go down to 4 days a week and still get health insurance and all that here. So she really is okay with continuing to work. When we were speaking to the financial planner that we have been working with, we threw out the number of her working until she was 59, and she's only 41 now.
Did I miss any assets? Is there anything else that I should know about? We got the house, we got the retirement accounts, you got the inherited IRA, the brokerage account, the IRAs, anything else?
Well, we do have, I guess this isn't something that I'll ever want to sell, but we do have another property, like a vacation property that's fully paid for, and another lot with that. And we do plan on, when we retire someday, to be there a good amount of time.
How much is that worth?
Oh, $270,000, and that's with the property and then the extra lot next to it.
Okay.
So it's,
but you don't, you're not going to sell it. You want to keep it, and that's fine. Okay.
Yep.
So, Mark, do you have any other questions before we start parsing through George's query today?
No, I was just double checking my numbers. So it looks like we got about a million total. Is that right?
So total in retirement is about a million. I threw that like with the joint brokerage account and the other things before the real estate.
All right. So, Mark, here's what I'm thinking. Let's see if Mark agrees. All right. George says he's like done and dusted, basically. What would happen, Mark, if George got a different job? Like a totally different job, but that whatever he did, let's just presume he does not make $100,000. He doesn't have this 20% match anymore, but that he essentially goes from $100,000 to say $60,000 just to start somewhere else. He and his wife could make $100,000 together. They'll be able to afford the $5,000 a month expense and then maybe make a little bit of a retirement contribution. What would you think about that as a game plan going forward? Could they, forgetting about waiting till 53, if you could do that today, would it be fair to say that you think you could work longer at $60,000?
Yeah, possibly, depending on what it was. Yep.
Okay. Mark, what do you think about that? Like, do you think that this is a game plan where it's like actually, I hate my job, do something different, see how it goes, because they did get this inheritance. The next 10 years is going to mean that they have money coming out of the inherited IRA. They're going to have to pay tax on it, of course. But do you think that there's a chance here that George can make a change sooner rather than waiting until his 50s?
Well, I think he has to. I mean, just based on what he said, I'm not sure he can last. He's not gonna last. And he does, you know, he's not happy. He doesn't like it. He doesn't enjoy it. And it sounds like he kind of hates it. So, yeah, I mean, this isn't about retirement. This is just about taking a new job. So I think that has to happen.
So, George, I don't know if you can basically be in a situation by age 53 to essentially be done. But I do think I agree with Mark in that I think because you have this money that came to you, unfortunately, because your mom passed away, but that this money is here for you. You should use this moment and thank your mom for giving you this opportunity to stop doing something you hate. Now, next issue is, once you're doing a job that you don't hate, could you do it longer? And that would be my hope for you, because I'm not sure that you have, you know, everything that you need going forward. I mean, I know that you have this inherited IRA. There's $760,000 in it. But what we know is that money will be taxed. So it's not, you know, you can dribble it out over the next 10 years. You'll add it to your brokerage account year by year. But this is not a situation where you have, like, you know, so much money that you may never work again. Maybe you could, maybe you won't. I don't know. But I think that what we know today is that, and I'm sure that your financial advisor would agree, and that is that you now have an opportunity to stop trying to earn as much as you can and try to get into a role that you could do for a longer period of time. Was that what the planner kind of found as well?
You know, the interesting thing is that the planner made it sound like all would be okay and that we would be in great shape if I continued with my current job and then retired at 53. We just started working with him. So I don't know him super well, but that's what he had said.
I don't know if you're going to last at your current job until you're 53.
Yeah, that's the problem that I'm hearing. Like, I guess I agree that if you can, like, gut it out, but it doesn't sound like that's something that is as reasonable of an expectation. So, yeah, I mean, I think that if you had, you know, 7 or 8 years and you could just keep putting money away and, you know, that 20% match is pretty nice. Is that what you want to do?
Got in and out for 1 year or 2 years is one thing. We're talking 7 years.
That's a long time to dislike what you're doing.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with both of you. I'm really ready for a change. And I guess I just hadn't brought up that option to the financial planner that we're working with. Another question, do you feel like it's a okay thing to do to pay that almost 1% fee? And
well, now I feel bad because you say the guy or gal is like helping you. So, I mean, the 1% is very good if you are in transition and you're running a lot of numbers. Once you settle on your game plan, maybe, you know, you do it for another year just to make sure. But if they're going to keep doing financial planning for you, maybe, but maybe you won't need it. It sounds like you've had a good experience, and this is exactly what financial planners do so well. Mm-hmm. That is, like, they do the scenario planning. So maybe I would say that, like, I might stick with this person and, you know, and maybe that's worth it for you, especially while you're in this different, you know, you're changing your career or you're changing jobs. I would ask this question, which is, okay, let's pretend that I don't earn $100,000 a year and I don't have that match. Let's pretend that combined, my wife and I make $100,000 a year and I will commit to working 10 or 12 years at that level. Like that, instead of at age 53, that like at age 56, 57, that like I'm out, then I'm done. And see what it looks like there. I think that might be, I'm with Mark. I'm worried after what you're describing that 7 years is going to be really tough and that maybe you don't even have to do it. So if you don't have to do it, maybe the question is, why would I?
Yep, that all makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I land. Mark, any parting words for George?
I just hear it in his voice. I don't think he's going to last 7 years just, you know, getting through it and going through the motions. It's all, 7 years is a long time. And I think, you know, thankfully his mom has kind of given him the option to do the change that is necessary.
Right. Exactly right. Look, if your mom was alive and well, and I'm sure you would trade the money for mom in you know, 2 seconds, then you might say, I'm just going to have to suck it up and keep working at this level. But here you are, you're in a different place. So now it's time to really consider, what is it going to make you happier in the next 7, 10, 15 years? And how are you guys going to move forward as a family to do the things you want to do? And I think you might have a really interesting opportunity. So talk to your wife, get back in touch with us if you need more handholding. But I think there's like, this is a gift in many ways. So if you're listening and you're thinking like, if I'm George, I'd do this, or if I were this, I would do this. But maybe you just want advice for you, or you want some guidance or some mentoring or cheerleading, get in touch with us. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. And if you'd like to join us on the air live like George just did, check the box. Mark will do everything else. Don't forget that you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, and you can also make sure that you subscribe to us on this program on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Try to lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
When Conor McGregor fights, you're witnessing something once in a lifetime.
Surprise, surprise, the king is back.
Saturday, July 11th on Paramount Plus. The king returns to the octagon.
Oh! Conor McGregor transcended the sport.
But the throne is for the taking.
Max Holloway,
I'm right here.
Conor McGregor versus Max Holloway.
You're in for a treat.
UFC 329, July 11th at 9 Eastern. Stream every fight free with your subscription only on Paramount Plus.